It's time to line them up. Opening lines, line moves, and how money is moving the sports betting market. Line them up with Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio. Get ready to place your bets.
That is right. It is time to line them up here on BetQL Daily, part of the BetQL Network. Cody Decker in for Joe O here with Joe G, and we are looking at every single angle in the slate of baseball games today. And I got some interesting ideas. I'm not going to lie to you, Joe. I really do, because I got one game right out the gate. I don't know why this is the first thing that caught my eye. And by the way, I did not have my best day yesterday. I'll tell you one thing that really happened. We mentioned at the top of the show those three games that I went to sleep and I woke up to an absolute nightmare. I had one more that I forgot to mention that was even more frustrating, because I took the Padres yesterday in game two that officially didn't become a baseball game on getaway day. So that game just lost to the ether, and there has been no, to my knowledge, no announcement of a makeup game.
Yeah, they were waiting a while. I know I was watching that one, and then it went to delay. And Atlanta had to travel. Yes, it was a getaway day, both teams. Atlanta was coming up to Philadelphia. They're playing the Phillies today. I'm sure we'll hit on that game. So I was like, are they going to wait all night? Is Atlanta going to come in the middle of the night? And the crazy part is, and it might matter, it might not, but they don't know when they're going to make that up, like you said. And I don't believe San Diego is scheduled. I know they're not scheduled to go back to Atlanta. You know, that might be one of those things. We'll see if it matters with San Diego wild card division. But imagine if, like, the season ends and San Diego's a half back of whatever, or Atlanta's a half back of whatever, and they got to go make that game up.
Going to be a nightmare. It's going to be an absolute nightmare, especially if one of those teams isn't in it anymore, which I'm inclined to believe would be Atlanta.
Right.
What incentive do they have to even show up to play the game? So So that's just an interesting one right there. And we've got to keep our eyes on that going forward, because like you said, that has some serious potential playoff implications. But a game that's really catching my eye tonight, Minnesota Twins taking off the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They got Kenta Maeda on the mound tonight. I really like that. I also like, I'm a big fan of the run line today, plus 135 for the Minnesota Twins. I just am not a fan of Andrew Heaney. He's a guy that just gives up too many runs, throws too many balls and gets behind in counts. And with that offense, even though it's been a bad year for Minnesota, you just can't fall behind to that offense.
Yeah. And Heaney's a guy where, like, he's got strikeout stuff. I used to have belief in him. I used to think he was going to become something. Because you look at him, like, he can really miss bats. He gets a lot of strikeouts. But you're right. It feels like he's a two-pitch pitcher, and when his swing and miss stuff is good, he could throw seven innings and maybe give up one run. But, man, he gets blasted. Here's what I would look at tonight, Cody, and I'm with you on Minnesota. I feel good about them in this matchup. The right-handed bats from Minnesota, right? The Cruises of the world, the Sanos of the world, the Donaldsons of the world. They could really tee off at an Andrew Heaney. Like, when he's leaving that ball over the plate, he can give up some bombs. I also like Minnesota in this one, coming off the series against the White Sox. And then the Angels, it feels like we do this every year. We're like, they're not that far out. Mike Trout's almost back. And then, you know, they don't do it.
I mean, at the end of the day, the Angels have no pitching whatsoever. So much so that I actually really commend this new front office, by the way. And it is a new front office. You got Perry Mathiasen, you got Gene Watson, both brand new to the organization. And they just drafted on all 20 rounds, 20 pitchers. As if this organization that just came in understands, wow, the Angels have no pitching. None at all. So I really like where the Angels are going to go moving forward. Moving on the other side of Los Angeles, I'm talking about the Dodgers and Giants tonight. They got their horse on the mound, man. The most under the radar ace in Major League Baseball, Walker Buehler. I got the Dodgers tonight taking this game, and I'm going to throw on there a home run prop, ladies and gentlemen, because I can't believe it. It's been a full 48 hours since Max Muncy has done some serious damage to the Giants. Max Muncy is homering tonight for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, it's what he does. He hits home runs against the Dodgers. And this is a big game for the Dodgers. If they lose this tonight, that's 3 out of 4 they would lose at home to the Giants. And, you know, it's still only July, but these head-to-head matchups, they count big time. And there's not many left between Dodgers, Giants this season. They go to San Francisco next week, so they'll play each other again. The one thing about this matchup I find interesting, I love Buehler too. Cody, you know who he reminds me of? Like, when I watch him aesthetically, he reminds me, like, physically, the way he pitches, of Roy Oswalt back when he was young with the Houston Astros. They're both kind of slight, but they throw really hard and they kept great command. He's really good.
But one thing, that's a good comp. I really do. Except one thing that he has over Oswald. He's like 5 inches taller than Oswald.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot more reach. And quite frankly, throws with even more spin rate and spin efficiency. So like, but that's a great comp. I do like that. He has a very similar fastball to Walker Buehler. It's a good one.
He's incredible. And he's pitched well against the Giants for the most part. The one thing about Dace Sclafani, who's on the mound tonight for the Giants, he has had a couple pretty good games against the Giants. He also got blown up against the Dodgers. He got blown up in one of his games this year. I think he gave up 10 runs. And like the crazy part about Dace Sclafani's year, if you look at his ERA, I think it's like 2.7, which is really good. But he had a start against the Dodgers, I think it was in May, in San Francisco, where he gave up like 10 runs. Like if you take out that start, Dace Sclafani's ERA is probably like 1-something or in the very low 2s. He's been really good for the Giants, but this feels like a desperation kind of night, a night where Buehler pitches deep in the game. And I do think, you know, the Giants have had so many injuries, Cody, this year, and they keep overcoming them. But tonight's the kind of night where I think they feel him, right? If they had Brandon Belt in the lineup, if they had Evan Longoria in the lineup, if they had Brandon Crawford in the lineup, all of them are out, I'd feel better about them. But it feels like Buehler can control this game tonight. Would you take the Dodgers on the run line or would you take a money line? Because you know, I always wonder late in the game, do the Giants get an extra run and kind of make it close?
At this point, I'm going money line, and that's exactly my reason. There have been too many late runs scored in the ninth inning in this series. So I'm getting a little too hesitant to go with the run line. So I'm going straight money line. They're going to win. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, first 5 innings, too, is an interesting prop. Over 4, under 4 for the runs. If you think this game is kind of decided late by bullpens, but I kind of like under 4, those first 5 innings, you know, kind of low scoring, two really good pitchers, and Buehler leading the whole charge there. Yeah, that's I like that one tonight.
Another game that I'm looking at, Chicago Cubs, St. Louis Cardinals, fourth game of the series. Not going the Cubs' way thus far. That being said, they got Alzolay on the mound. I do kind of like him. Kim gave an incredible performance his last outing. That being said, I have very little faith in that starting rotation for the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm taking the money line. I don't feel comfortable with anything else on this. I don't feel comfortable going even mentioning over unders or run line because I feel like both of these teams' offenses are just too streaky to actually even bet on them.
Yeah, well, and especially the Cubs because now Chris Bryant's being held out a little bit here. What they call it, hamstring.
Fatigue was the
word. Fatigue, yes. You know what that's code for? That's code for we're trading you by next Friday. And there's no way you're pulling that hamstring, buddy. You feel anything, you're sitting down for a week. You know, because his stock's not going to change, right? No one's going to say, oh, he can't hit anymore. It's the same guy. It's just a matter of he can't get hurt. Like, he's their meal ticket over the next week. And it's weird. Watching Cubs-Cardinals when there's almost nothing on the line, like it's been a pretty good series this week, actually. Just the games back and forth, the big Cubs comeback. But it's weird because it usually one of those teams, if not both, are competing for something, are you know, leading the division or right there. I mean, they're just two middle-of-the-pack Cubs-Cardinals team. The only reason to watch this tonight is because you bet on it, which I probably will. And I'm with you on this pick as well.
Yeah. Let's go to the big one, and that's New York Yankees. Boston Red Sox. You know what? I'm going back and forth on this. I'm starting to think that maybe the Yankees are starting to turn a corner, but I'm also on the fence because I also think that the Red Sox are starting to go down the wrong direction a little bit. I think their pitching is starting to get a little exposed. They need Chris Sale back pretty bad. That being said, the game's in Boston. The Red Sox have had the Yankees number this year. Montgomery is a good pitcher, but I don't have a ton of faith in him against that lineup for the Boston Red Sox. I'm taking the money line. In fact, I'm even taking the run line at plus 135. I like the Red Sox tonight against the Yankees.
Yeah, and a couple things on the Yankees here, why I think tonight's a tough night for them. The Yankees are coming off of a bullpen game yesterday against the Phillies. They went extra innings. They had to use a lot of pitchers, including Chapman last night. So, you know, their bullpen is not exactly in great shape. Meanwhile, Boston last night, Garrett Richards surprised me. We talked about him yesterday, how he struggled. He pitched pretty well against Toronto. So I feel like Boston's coming in a little fresher here. They're at home. And Montgomery, I'm not a Montgomery guy. I think he's okay. He's never really impressed me that much. I just look at the right-handed hitters tonight, Cody, for the Red Sox at Fenway Park against a lefty that is hittable. I'm thinking my home run prop later in this show might come from this game. I think about J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts. Like, those are the kind of guys tonight that could take out Jordan Montgomery. I mean, you can find J.D. Martinez right now plus 280, Devers plus 280, Bogaerts plus 310. I'm feeling some Red Sox home runs over the monster tonight.
I like that call. I like that call a lot. You know, you mentioned the Phillies just now. The Yankees beat them last night in extra innings. They got the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves got Charlie Morton on the hill. That alone is enough reason for me to say Atlanta Braves on the money line. And I'm a little – I was thinking about taking the under, but then I just looked at the other starting pitcher is Matt Moore, and I just cannot take the under. And I'm more inclined to take the over, but I'm not sold on it yet. As of right now, Charlie Morton, money line. Atlanta Braves.
So there's a lot of ways I think you could bet this one. So the one thing, and it's important to note, the Phillies are always much better at home. So that is a nod to maybe them making this one more of a game than it looks like. But the BetQL model today has a 5-star rating on the Braves money line. They love this matchup. They love Charlie Morton. And I understand it. Morton's pitched much better lately. Matt Moore stinks for the Phillies. I mean, he absolutely stinks. And how about the Phillies bullpen? They are, I mean, Cody, they're taxed.
So and they're terrible. They're not good either.
Right. Tired and bad is a bad combination for a bullpen. And that's the Phillies. So two nights ago, the Phillies sent Aaron Nola out, who's been really disappointing this year, having a really down season for him. He couldn't get through six innings. So they had to go through some bullpen guys two nights ago. Last night was a scheduled bullpen game for the Phillies. It went 10 innings. Imagine the Phillies scheduling a bullpen game. Like, think about that. Here's what we're bad at. We're going to do it all night. But they scheduled a bullpen game last night, went 10 innings, and one of their long guys is actually on the COVID list right now, Cody. So they had, I think they kind of mapped it out with, all right, our long guy will give us 4 or 5, and we'll get through a bullpen game. He couldn't even pitch last night. So they are taxed in the bullpen. I like the Braves the first 5 with Morton, but you could also take them full game because the Phillies bullpen is so taxed. And, Cody, I really think this series is a big one for both teams. So what, there's 8 games left for the Phillies before the trade deadline. They have 4 against the Braves starting tonight, 4 against the Nationals. It feels like the Phillies, if they played well over the next 8, they could kind of bury Atlanta and Washington and make this almost a 2-team race, but they could also let those 2 teams back in it. Like, we can have this be a 4-team NL East race, you know, within a week or so. So big game, Morton much better. Matt Moore, I can't believe he's still around. I mean, that guy's just... he's thinking.
Just stealing money, man. Yep. Some guys are lucky. Some guys can win a Cy Young and steal money for the next decade. Other guys can set every minor league record in the world, and they're just here on BetQL Daily talking about it. Anyways, another game that's really catching my eye. This is a surprising game to me, and that is the Tampa Bay Rays, Cleveland Indians. On paper, everything just screams Tampa Bay. However, I don't know what it is. I got a lingering feeling that Cal Quantrill is going to go up and throw one hell of a ball game for the Cleveland Indians. So I'm actually going to go with the Cleveland Indians on the money line. I kind of like this team, and I don't expect this to be – I'm sorry, I don't like this team. I kind of like this matchup, and I actually expect this to be kind of a lower-scoring affair. I'm going to take the under at plus 100 as well.
Well, the Rays are calling up Luis Patino to pitch this game, and he's, you know, the prospect they got back from San Diego. Mm-hmm. He got a lot of ability there, so he's interesting. And I think with Quantrill, he's pitched a little bit better. He's kind of had a rough start to his career in Cleveland, but he's pitched better lately. That one could go under. That could be a game where you have less scoring. Cleveland's offense obviously not very good. Let me throw one at you, Cody, that I can't look away from. Okay, and not because I can't wait to watch it, because I can't believe we got here. So if you look at right now, the Rangers Tigers, here's money line. Tigers are minus 124 on the money line. The Tigers. I know they're playing the Rangers, who stink. I know Fulton Everett stinks, but how about the Tigers? They've won 6 in a row out of the break. They're still so far back. They're not going to make a run this year for a playoff spot, but it's interesting. Like a team that's not good, I think we all kind of forgot about them for, you know, the rest of the season. They're hot. And they're hot enough that they're significant favorites against anyone. I didn't think we'd have a moment this year where the Tigers are minus 124 against anybody.
Well, cue the Texas Rangers, who are dreadful. That being said, the Tigers are a well-managed and well-coached team. They're just young and they're years away. But I do really honestly believe the hiring of A.J. Hinch is one of the best things that the Detroit Tigers could have possibly done. I think they absolutely out-fleeced the White Sox because, quite frankly, that's going to hurt the White Sox down the road. I like this line. I like how this Tiger team has been playing. And you know what? They're a little dynamic right now. I don't know. I think you might be right. I think that money line might come in pretty high. But honestly, because of these two teams and how bad both teams have been all year, I just don't feel the confidence to go with anything other than the money line.
Yeah, and the BetQL is a two-star play on the Tigers, which, again, it's pretty amazing that they have a minus 130. So the Tigers, six in a row, could go for seven in a row against a bad, bad Rangers team. And anytime I could fade Foltynewicz, I fade Foltynewicz. That guy's cooked. He's totally cooked.
Yeah, brutal. Oh, but, I mean, one thing you haven't done today, though, I haven't heard a whole lot of home run props.
I know. I don't feel some days you feel like you have six or seven you want to play. I don't feel yet, though. I do. I'll have them in lightning bets. Don't worry. I will have some in lightning bets. The Darren Ruff one, only one book put it up last night. He didn't hit one out, but I was looking all, I thought the books were scared. They listen to BetQL. They know we've been hitting them every single day. The books were scared yesterday, Cody.
Yeah, that's what they did. They looked at Ruff and were like, yeah, we're terrified of this pick.
Should be.
Well, guys, we're going to take a quick little break. That's it for baseball right there. When we come back, we're going to be talking some football with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Baldy will be joining us right here on the BetQL Network.